The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Stefan Berringer, CEO at Myriad Advertising. MIRI is the ticker there. Stefan, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Justin.
Yeah, well, you must be quite pleased today. The news you've released has meant your share price has gone up by several hundred percent. It's basically a collaboration with Microsoft to introduce a new API. Now, before we discuss that, Stefan, for people maybe not familiar with Myriad, could you explain what Myriad does?
Happy to. So in a very brief nutshell, if I may say that, we virtually integrate brands into entertainment content. So if you're watching, you know, a television series or a series on a streaming platform, and you suddenly see, you know, a product inserted somewhere or appearing somewhere, or a billboard of a big brand appearing somewhere, then eventually it's been us doing that. And so we are a true and new alternative to traditional advertising, which tends to interrupt people's, you know, viewing experiences. We place the brand into the content itself in a very, very seamless and elegant manner, so that, you know, ultimately the viewer is quite pleased to see the brand in the content, and the results are phenomenal. So we are definitely a next generation advertising solution.
Yeah, and I suppose in this day and age, you know, with scroll on TVs and pause, live pause, people just pause, then fast forward the traditional adverts, but they can't, they won't be doing that when they're seeing, you know, the brands in the actual content. So let's talk about this deal, this collaboration with Microsoft to introduce a new API. Right. Can you explain this?
Yeah. Well, you know, let me just take a little step back here. As a company, we're evolving towards the programmatic enablement. And that means that ultimately the ads that we create are inserted into the streams in a seamless and real-time manner, right? And that requires us to integrate with multiple companies. I've mentioned the entertainment companies before who have an interest in working with us. But ultimately, at the core of it, we need to exchange data, right, with all these other platforms. And that needs to happen in real time. And so collaborating with Microsoft gives us massive advantages in terms of scale, you know, robustness, always onness, if you will. And basically, the API is really a functionality that allows sort of this bi-directional exchange of data with any platform and into Microsoft itself. And that is another point. You have not asked me the questions, but if I may just add that, you know, we are looking at, obviously, you know, fast forwarding a little bit, the role of AI in everything we do will play, you know, a greater and greater role. And you know, everybody's talking about generative and cognitive AI, creating, you know, imagery, creating language, etc. So it takes you not a lot of fantasy to imagine that we as well, Myriad, will be adopting, you know, in the future, more and more of these capabilities. And Microsoft, obviously, is a fantastic partner to collaborate with. And, you know, talking about roadmap alignments, etc., these things are all to be expected and will be happening.
Yeah. And what will we be seeing, likely to see more collaborations with other tech companies in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to say that the collaboration with Microsoft is of very, very fundamental nature with us. So, but we're having other collaborations. We've announced a partnership with Harmonic a couple of weeks ago, where we presented at the NAB in the US a joint product in terms of, you know, dynamic ad insertion. We're partnering with Amagi, who are another streaming or fast channel playout platform leading in the world. So you will see more and more of these announcements coming, because, as I've said, our programmatic path is really about integrating in the ecosystem and literally with the maximum possible of technology platforms, so that ultimately our solution gets disseminated as far as we can.
Yeah, and you're right about AI. It is the hot, you know, topic now. The last few
Absolutely.
Months. I mean, it's been talked about and developed for many years, of course. But now people are starting to see how effective it can be. So, just explain again, how would AI benefit you here and advertising and streaming?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite simple. Let me simplify it. The one, you know, on the cognitive side, it's really about recognizing what is happening in a video, right? And analyzing and basically then understanding what's the meaning of a scene, what's the meaning of this piece of content, and what can I fit in there in a meaningful way, right? So that's all that more the cognitive side of the AI, of AI. And the generative side is about automating more and more of the processes in terms of, you know, generating imagery that goes into the videos, and doing that artificially is obviously a good choice, right? Because you're automating more and more, and you're enhancing the capability for scale. And so inevitably that is, you know, the course of choice. And that's what, exactly what will be happening. And you're seeing already, you know, generative AI applied in many areas. Just read yesterday that TikTok, I think they're developing disclaimers for, you know, influencers using generative AI, so that, you know, the users and the viewers know that it's been done artificially. So this is now, you know, the thing that has changed. AI has been around for a long time, as we've said, but now we're really seeing sort of the hand, like the very tangible application, and it's becoming mainstream now. So this is a very, very good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so, well, Stefan, if you could then give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Myriad advertising to their watch list, please.
Okay, so reason number one is the advertising market, and this is an enormous market, right? Hundreds of billions are spent in television and video advertising. Is due to change quite significantly because people are watching less and less television. They go into streaming and other platforms, and basically they avoid ads. And what we have to offer is literally a solution that, you know, avoids the avoidance, because we place, you know, the brands into the content itself, and so we become inherent part of the experience. And so we are, in a way, really the choice, the solution for the future. Second point is just when you look at, you know, our track record in terms of the adoption, and when you just follow what we're doing with big brands, you know, booking campaigns and starting to book campaigns and these technical integrations, I think that's a pretty clear signal that we as a company are really, you know, in a very, very far leading position. And we've been around some years, we have the experience, expertise, and we're developing our technology forward. And that takes me to the third point, you know, and including the announcement of today, and again, thinking about AI and what role that will play. You know, the programmatic deployment, in other words, the automation of our solution in the wider ecosystem, will allow for, you know, really big scale, full dissemination of this new ad format. And clearly that is the path to revenue, high revenues and high scale.
Mm-hmm. Marvelous stuff. Stefan, good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on, so hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Justin. Take care. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.